The sikha that follows was delivered on March 23rd. It is being posted with the consent of both the editor-in-chief of the commentator and the student who authored a particular article who are mentioned in the sikha. I also wish to make clear that I am not an advocate of censoring the student newspaper. I do, however, believe that the students who run the newspaper in general have a responsibility to exercise appropriate editorial discretion, but not that they should be censored by outside parties. I wanted to address an issue that was brought to my attention earlier this week, because I think it touches on some very, very important issues. And I want to make clear at the start of this that this is not intended as a critique of a particular person or people who are involved, because I believe that there are a lot of people who simply don't think about these questions. But there was an article that was written in the Commentator reviewing an aspect of a show that I believe appears not on television but on HBO called Game of Thrones. I'm sure most of you have heard of this. And my critique would be leveled in sort of three levels. Number one, I understand that student newspaper allows a fair degree of latitude in terms of what it publishes. And understand, by the way, that inherently reading the article itself, if all you read was the article, is nothing offensive about the article or problematic about it. All you read was this article. But nonetheless, I think that in an institution such as ours, and certainly the editor of the Commentator, fundamentally from my perspective, is a Ben Torah, a student of mine, not currently, but I think that discretion should be exercised in this process. Now, I could be done the cusp, and it's possible that the editor of the Commentator has never watched Game of Thrones, and he read the review, and it sounded perfectly kosher review as it was, because it spoke about death and killing off characters, and it was actually quite an interesting plot line if all you read was the article. So it may very well be that the editorial board never, Chas v'Shalom, watched the show, and therefore some guy wrote about a television show, they have a culture section, and that's fine. Okay, that could be. But the show itself is deeply, deeply problematic. I understand that it was referred to in a Sichas Musar by one of the Rashi Yeshiva, quoting someone who described the show as being basically the sum total of Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and Gilui Arayot. Which, from what I can tell reading the Wikipedia entry, which is the sum total of my knowledge of this, sounds to be a generally accurate characterization. I'm not so much interested in the Avodah Zarah and Shvichas Damim aspects. I think they merit serious, especially the Shvichas Damim aspect, merits some very serious discussion as well. It's not what I want to focus on right now because it doesn't touch as much directly upon issues that are halachic. Although the issues that concern me are not only halachic, they also relate to fundamental Jewish values and maybe even more importantly, fundamental human values. The Torah states in Parsha Shlach, "V'lo sasun acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem." Acharei levavchem zo haminus, acharei einechem zo hasnus. The importance of shemiras ha'inayim and what we see cannot be overemphasized. Unfortunately, we live in a culture that is very graphic in many aspects, but particularly in its display of the human body, in particular the display of female bodies. It perhaps is a topic for a discussion for another time, but it is fundamentally misogynistic, even if you are not from and you don't care about any technical isurim, it is fundamentally about using women. And that in itself is deeply disturbing, both on a halachic and a human level, outside any specific isurim. As a community, we describe ourselves generally as modern Orthodox. The term sometimes changed, but I don't take that term as a pejorative. But being modern Orthodox in its best sense means that we take that which we can learn from outside of Torah and outside of our community. We take those things and we bring them in to enhance our Torah study, to enhance ourselves as human beings, to enhance our perspective on the world in many, many different ways. The famous passage in Eicha Rabbah, in Yom Malacha Adam Chachma Bagoyim Tame. So if a person tells you that there is Chachma amongst the nations of the world, you should believe it. So that's a very important value. But let me emphasize, this is not chachma. And as I said, it's not only if you're from, that this should bother you. It should bother you even if you're a decent human being. When I read, I can't even read. I feel I can't even actually read out loud some of what is written in the Wikipedia article. But I'll read for you just a little bit that which I think I can, which is, despite its otherwise enthusiastic reception by critics, Game of Thrones has been criticized for the amount of female nudity, violence, and sexual violence, especially against women it depicts, and for the manner in which it depicts these themes. The Atlantic called the series, quote, "The series' tendency to ramp up the sex violence and especially sexual violence, violence of the source material, quote, the defining weakness of the adaptation." Assuming this is accurate, HBO's head of programming said in 2016 that, the quote, "the violence is not just specific to women, it's men and women." So that's wonderful, of course. That's excellent, because that makes it all good, right? Because that makes it kosher, because we equal opportunity in terms of being manuvel, so then that's okay. From what I can tell, this is not something in the series that's fleeting. It's not what we might describe as a work of great cinema, which incidentally has a scene that might be inappropriate, about which then we sort of start to decide, well, you know, how do we weigh one inappropriate scene against the sort of the general merits of a particular work? It's a question that some have raised in the context of Schindler's List. How do you deal with that? And I don't refer here to, by the way, the scenes of the concentration camp prisoners, but there's one scene in the movie that raises that, right? How do you weigh a movie that is clearly an incredibly important work versus one scene? There's what to discuss. But this is not that. And the deficiency here is not just one of a technical nature. It's a failure for people, and I should add, it's not just the article and the commentator deals, again, if you read the article, you wouldn't know there was anything problematic with the series. Every series, even series that aren't inherently problematic, other than the question of Bittelsmann, but that I'm not going to stand up and preach to anybody about. But, any, you know, series, characters die in series, okay? Actors have to leave the show, actresses have to leave the show, so you kill off characters. The article and the commentator was about the use of this and its effect and so on. But it's important for anybody to have watched the show once, immediately, to never watch it again, because you look at the show and realize this is not just a technical violation of a halacha, of a concern of achrei nechem zo haznus, and the impact it has on the person viewing it, but it's a failure to absorb basic Torah values and basic human values of decency. There are some who would say, as the director's defense, that the show is both aimed at men and women. So if you know anything about the world of Hollywood, you know that this isn't true. It's a world that styles itself as being extremely progressive. But you only need to read the headlines, whether it's, you know, Jennifer Lawrence complaining or Natalie Portman observing that their male co-stars were paid four times or something even more than that beyond them. And you ask yourself the question, in a world that claims to be progressive and liberal, a slice of the world, and presumably pro-feminist and pro-everything else, how is that possible? And the answer is because it's not progressive. It's not feminist. It's misogynist. You listen to discussion about how most actresses, by the time they're 40, can no longer find roles. Why is that? I mean, there are a few exceptions. Why is that? The answer is because it's like the flesh trade, right? A world that styles itself as progressive is anything but. So I'm not here to talk about, you know, to Hollywood, but the way we, as B'nai Torah, and as human beings, relate to material that comes from a certain part of the world. So there are things that may not be objectionable, inherently or otherwise, but there are some things that are so fundamentally disturbing. So, you know, it's one thing for a person to watch it, but I don't think it's a good... Let me make clear on that. It's inappropriate for somebody to watch it. But nobody's perfect. Everybody has their yitzharas. Everybody has their vices. So if you watch something like this, it's not ideal to stand up from the rooftops and make your pronouncements regarding a particular issue. And I want to emphasize, it's not about the student, because I assume there are probably, unfortunately, hundreds of students in here who watch it or have watched it. I was told, I don't know if it's true, by a Rebbe in Israel, one of the yeshivas, that that there was some, he was complaining about how students go to Eretz Yisrael and they're busy because now you can watch everything everywhere. It's like they never leave this culture. But he commented that was a smicha student. I don't know if he's still in smicha. I don't know if he wasn't smicha at the time, who had a blog. When he wrote it, this is what he blogged about. I don't know if that's true or not. I assume it's mostly true or some great degree of truth in that, because the person who told me was a Neman. And I'm thinking to myself, this is someone, again, I have no idea who this is or what the blog is or if it still exists or if it really did exist. But you have someone who's going to be a Rabbi Yisrael and looks at this and doesn't understand there's something A, wrong about watching it, and B, you know, if for whatever reason it's your shrimp in the freezer, don't pronounce it from the rooftops that that's what you're doing. So again, I don't think that the person writing this article, I don't think that that smicha student, again, if he exists, I don't think they're bad people. I don't think they realize what they're doing is something that's inappropriate. I think a lot of people don't realize what they're doing is inappropriate. I suspect that there are 500 people who looked at the commentator and just said, oh, somebody reviewed a series, a stupid series, a bad series. But think it means much more than that. This is a Makom Torah, and this show, at least as described, is the absolute categorical antithesis of everything that Torah stands for. Avodah Zarah, Kilei Arayis, and Shevi'ah Chasadim. So again, I leave the first and the latter out in that category. But I think we understand that you don't have to, you know, you don't. This is not about, you know, Hadarat Nashim when one objects to this kind of portrayal of women, and why no Ben Torah and no decent human being should be watching this material. It's meant clearly, again, I trust the reviewers here, it's meant to appeal to the lowest basis instincts of men, mostly. This has no place for a Ben Torah. When I was a kid, you know, there were television shows on that, you know, at the time were considered sort of were edgy. And when I think about the shows that I probably, for the most part, I remember what shows I won't say now, but I didn't even understand. If you told me they were edgy, I wouldn't have understood. You have to explain to me now what was, you know, what was controversial about it. There was once upon a time where in, like, television shows, you couldn't show a man and woman in the same bed. I didn't mean dressed and so on, you know, or something, things like that, right? But so there was a little more permissible when I was a kid. But compared to that, so that was like, you know, that was wholesome. You know, not that it was necessarily useful, but what you see today, it's nibble after nibble after nibble. I know that some might say that if, you know, if I'm not on video, one might assume that the words coming out of my mouth are being spoken by someone with a beard down to his belt and a big black hat and wearing a black suit and so on and so forth, not a blue shirt. and some would say, and when I was a kid, sometimes you would say that, you know, the people who were against watching television, that really was, you know, that's for the firmies and so on. I hate to say it, but where the culture has gone today, that's the attitude that we should probably be adopting. Because what you see is really, from our moral perspective, a Torah's moral perspective, completely degenerate. We believe in adopting the best of Western culture, but fundamentally at our core, we are supposed to be countercultural. In the 1950s and 60s, it wasn't always easy to see that for multiple reasons. Firstly, it wasn't a multicultural society. And secondly, because basic American values seemed mostly compatible with Torah values. There was at least in comparison, and a perception, and not that there weren't many problems. Okay, I'm not going to talk about all the issues that existed that were swept under the rug, starting with racism and the treatment of minorities, all sorts of things. But at least the public values that you saw in terms of the media were, at least to the eye, not as incompatible with Torah. But today, when you look around at secular society and secular culture, it should not be hard to see. It should not be hard to see how incompatible these are with Torah, how from a Torah perspective, how repulsive this material is. So I understand that I would say the following. The first thing is that any Ben Torah, and I'd like to assume that virtually every student in this yeshiva, in every program, I know not everybody, but most people are fundamentally aspired to be B'nai Torah in one respect or another. The first thing is people should ask themselves whether this is the kind of material that one should be watching. Right? And again, it's not just an appeal to frumkeit. It's about human decency. Right? It would be one thing if it were only a technical violation of halacha. But it's not just a technical violation of halacha. It's not just a violation of Torah values. It's a violation of human values. But then the second step should be is that if a person has their yetzer hara vice, or they have their long-standing habits and they always watch this or that, I think that there should be a clear acknowledgement that this is not an ideal kind of thing. And one of the ways that you acknowledge that is that you don't speak about it in a public fashion, and the student newspaper should publish reviews of shows that are not so objectionable. But this kind of a thing, I think, reflects a desensitization, which is tragic. It's absolutely tragic that people can't look at this and say this is absolutely repulsive from a Torah vantage point, and from a human vantage point. And if a person is going to watch it, okay, that's bad enough. But there's no reason that this should be on public display in the Torah institution. Shabbos.